Welcome to the world of Paws and Tails.
Land ho! We're coming into the port of Wildwood!
Wild Mountain can be a pretty dangerous place, but if you stay on the trails and stick with me, there's adventures to be had there too.
Go, CJ, jump! It's too far!
It wasn't too far for me, you big baby.
I do believe this is the best band we've had in years.
Band music makes me feel so warm and fuzzy.
CJ, you're a bear. You're always warm and fuzzy.
Insight for Living is proud to present Paws and Tails. It's another beautiful day here in Wildwood. The birds are chirping, the bees are buzzing, and the sky is so clear you can almost hear the sun shining. And if you stand real still and listen right close, you can hear a low rumbling sound.
What was that?
My stomach. I'm starving.
You know what you need, CJ?
Yeah, I should have brought a sandwich. Mom told me I'd get hungry.
No! You need a giant pickle! Doesn't a giant pickle sound really good right about now?
Mom said, CJ, when you go for a hike in the woods, you're gonna get hungry. But did I listen? No.
I can almost taste it. A big, juicy pickle with lots of peanut butter to dip it in.
There goes my stomach again. Oh, Goose, I think we better get back.
No, wait. Are you ready for this? A bologna and banana burrito with horseradish sauce. Oh, yum.
See that deer?
What's he, licking a tree?
I think. Come on.
What? What's he doing?
Beehive in the tree.
Look at the bees flying around. Oh, this is making me nervous.
That's gotta be a huge hive. There's bees everywhere.
Oh, well, what if they get mad?
I know all about beehives.
Yeah, sure, Mr. Big Talker. Remember that you said that when we're getting stung by a kabillion bees.
Don't get stung if you're a bear. We got thick hides. I love being a bear.
Well, if you look around, you'll notice that I am a weasel. I'm not going anywhere near that hive.
That deer's gonna eat all of it before we can get one lick.
Why don't the bees sting him?
See how he's moving slow? He knows what he's doing. Finally, he's leaving. I'm going in.
Oh, be careful!
Well, CJ, being a bear, did get his nose into the beehive, and he licked and smacked until he couldn't eat anymore.
Oh, man. This is unbelievable. This is the best honey I've ever tasted.
Glad to hear it. Can we go now? I feel like the bees are all just staring at us, deciding if we're gonna get it or not.
Relax. I know what I'm doing.
Oh, that's giving me a ton of confidence.
We gotta take some of this home. People would pay for honey like this.
It's just honey.
No, it's the best honey in the world. Come on, you've got to help me go back to the fort and get the wagon.
The wagon would be for...
the hive. It's loose. A rotten stump, really. I'm taking it back to the fort, and we can put the honey into jars and sell them.
Oh, no. Now you wait just a doggone minute, CJ. We are not bringing a bunch of bees to our fort.
But...
no way, no sir, no how. The club will definitely vote that one down.
Okay, then. We'll take it to my house so there's more honey for me.
You're nuts.
Okay, I'll just have Stacy help me then.
Where is it?
Little farther. Just on the other side of the wildflower meadow.
This had better be good. I still have homework to do.
You're gonna love... hey, Wait a minute.
What's wrong?
That deer. He's back and he brought some friends.
The tree? That's the beehive? That's too big to be a beehive.
Well, it is. And it's got the best honey you've ever tasted. Except those deer stealing it.
How could they be stealing it? It's not yours.
Well, it's not fair if they eat it all and I can't share it with everybody else.
You're going to share it with everybody?
Well, yeah, for a small price.
Of course.
Just wait till you taste it. You'll see.
The bees are everywhere.
The deer are leaving. Let's go.
Well, it wasn't easy, but those two bear cubs got that giant beehive on the wagon and back to CJ's house before bedtime. That night, CJ dreamt of pools of honey and mountains of money. He was distractible all the next day at school, and as soon as Miss Harbor let him out for the day, he took off for his own private beehive.
13, 14. Hey, Stacy, Goose!
Very impressive. That's a lot of honey.
15.
How many?
15. What? Are you afraid?
Well, I've never met an angry bee before, but I bet they would look just like these. Well, I'm keeping my distance.
I've got it all figured out. At $1 a jar, I'll have a pile of money.
You know, CJ, this honey won't last forever.
Are you kidding? Look at all those busy bees. They keep working and working. They never stop. They just love making honey.
It's pretty good.
The best in the world.
Can I have a jar?
Sure. Here you go.
Very nice.
That'll be $1, please.
$1? I helped get the hive.
Sorry, we don't offer any kind of discount for friends and relatives.
Nobody's gonna pay that much for honey.
We'll see. I'm going out to set up my honey stand. In an hour, they'll be lined up around the block.
So can I have a jar or not?
I'll make you a deal. If I don't sell all my jars of honey today, you can have one at half price.
Half price? You're losing it, CJ.
Nothing could stop CJ from moving ahead with his plans. He boxed up his jars and set up a little table and sign down near the middle of town.
Honey! Get the world's best honey! Right here in Wildwood. Just one lick and you'll be stick.
$1? That's a lot for a jar of honey.
But this is CJ's super duper honey. It's the best tasting honey you'll ever try. Want a free taste?
Oh, wow. You are right. Whoa, that is the best tasting honey I've ever had. Oh, give me a jar. No, I'll take two.
Land sakes, what kind of crazy fool would pay $1 for a jar of honey?
Just one lick and you'll be sick.
Well, I'll be the judge of that. Well, that's good. I'll take two jars.
Yes, ma'am. Here you go.
Well, wouldn't you know it? Young CJ soon had a long line of hungry folks who couldn't wait to get their hands on some of CJ's super-duper honey.
Sorry, ma'am. Just sold the last jar. Oh, hi, Mom.
Hello, CJ. Looks like you've been as busy as a bee.
Oh, Mom, this is great. I've already got a list of customers ready to buy the next batch.
Customers? My, it sounds like you've got yourself a nice little business.
Little? Not for long. Soon I'm going to build a gigantic, big as a mountain honey factory and raise bigger bees and build pipes that pump the honey straight into town. And then
Slow down, CJ. I think you need to take it a step at a time.
But I've already made lots of money, see? If I do this every day, soon I can build a fleet of honey ships to sail across the sea to China.
Just have fun with this, sweetheart. Don't go getting all nutty on me.
Okay. I gotta get going. I've got more jars to fill.
That young bear cub spent the next few days doing nothing but filling his jars and selling his honey, and thinking nonstop of all the things he was gonna buy. He was taking so much out of that beehive, the bees couldn't keep up. They were getting irritated, and, well, so were his friends.
CJ, you missed the club meeting.
Sorry, I've got work to do.
Since we brought this hive in, all you've done is fill jars and sell honey. Take a break.
They are mad now. I can tell.
They are not mad. They are working. Relax. I know all about bees. I know what I'm doing.
How about a game of kick the can?
Well, you're playing games this afternoon. I'll make another $20. I'm busy.
Want us to help?
Yeah, that could be fun.
No thanks. It's my hive and my money. No thank you.
He's lost it. Let's go, Goose. You are greedy, pal. You've gotten mean and greedy.
Well, CJ decided that he needed a new location for his honey stand, so the next day he set up right on the platform of the train station.
Hey, CJ.
Hi, Ned.
So, how's business?
Couldn't be better.
Everyone's talking about your honey.
Really?
Yeah, everyone loves it.
Yep, they do.
Hey, you missed on that one. It's not full. No one's gonna buy a jar that's not full.
Think so? I started filling them all like this. I can sell more jars that way.
You're charging $1 a jar for a jar that isn't even full?
It's just good business, Ned. You wouldn't understand.
No, I understand. You've lost it, CJ. See ya.
Yes, ma'am. Can I help you?
$1 for a jar of honey? You gotta be joking.
No, ma'am. Just one lick and you'll be sticked.
Yep. CJ's business was a-boomin'. His friends might not have liked it, but as CJ was now fond of saying, you can't argue with success. But Stacy was right. CJ was somehow acting like a different bear cub, doing and saying things he would never thought of doing and saying before.
Money, money, money. Thank you, ma'am. Be sure to come back tomorrow. I am a money machine.
One jar, please.
Just one jar? Think of the children.
One jar will do, young man.
Fine. Next. Some folks can be so rude.
CJ could hardly stop and take a breath. He was so busy selling his honey. Now, no one could hold it against him that he was doing a mess of business, but along the way, he sort of forgot himself. He started to get greedy and selfish.
Excuse me, son. Could you spare a jar or two? I can't pay you now, but...
Sorry. No money, no honey. Next!
It's not for me. It's for...
I'd love to help, but I got lots of folks been waiting a long time here.
Sorry to bother you.
Hey there, CJ.
Hey, Mr. Mosey.
If you can handle it, I'll buy 50 jars.
50? Whoa!
I'll take them and sell them on the train for $1.50. Can you handle it?
I'll have to go get more jars, and how about tomorrow afternoon?
You know where to find me.
50 jars to one customer. It started. Next, I'll need to hire some kids to fill the jars. This is gonna be great!
With his head in the clouds, CJ went off to get himself more jars.
Good afternoon, Mr. Crawford.
Oh, yeah, afternoon, CJ. What can I do for you?
More jars. I need more jars.
Well, you must be doing better business than anyone in town.
Yeah, well, with a good product and hard work, anything is possible.
You're an inspiration to us all. How many jars this time?
50.
5-0? 50?
Yep. Can you handle it?
Just barely.
Do you have 50?
I've got plenty of jars, CJ.
I was thinking... maybe we should become partners.
Partners?
I could sell you my honey. It would be better than me setting up a stand, and it would bring customers into your store.
Shouldn't you be out playing baseball or something?
What?
Go be a kid, CJ.
Have it your way. Oh, man, this is too much. I'll have to come back for the others later.
Hey, Mr. Crawford.
Stacy, help me carry these to my house.
You want a mere child to help you with your business?
Come on, I'm in a hurry.
All right. See you later, Mr. Crawford.
See ya. Need help with the door?
I got it.
So what's the big hurry?
This is big. Mr. Mosley, the conductor, wants to buy 50 jars of honey. 50!
Do you have that much honey?
Oh, yeah.
How much have you sold?
Almost 40 jars. With this order, another 50. That's 90 bucks.
The more CJ talked, the more it was clear that he was so busy thinking about the money and how to get more that he couldn't think of anything else. The closer to the beehive they got, the more irritated Stacy became.
Have you been listening to yourself?
Yeah.
It's all about you and your stuff. You haven't once thought of stopping and being with us. If it doesn't make you more money, you don't want anything to do with it.
When I get this order filled, I'll come out and we can play a game or two.
Well, I'm sure we'll feel very special. There, I'm done. See you later.
Thanks. How about a jar of honey?
Oh, okay.
And only 50 cents for you.
You've got to be kidding.
Nope. Half price for you.
I help you carry the thing here. I help you carry the jars here.
No one else gets half price.
You're out of control. You've got greed all over you. Keep your honey.
Down deep, he knew just what Stacy had been talking about, but he stuffed it down and started the filling of 50 jars. The problem was that he had taken so much honey out of that hive that, well, there wasn't anywhere near enough left for 50 jars.
This is taking forever. Come on, you guys. I need more honey. I need 50 more jars, and I need it now. You lazy bunch of bugs. All right, I'm coming in.
Come on in.
Hi.
Hello, Stacy. What are you up to?
CJ's bonkers.
More than usual?
Totally. You gotta do something.
What do you suggest?
I'm thinking a good smack in the head.
You think that would help him?
It'd make me feel better. He's changed. All he thinks about is money.
I know. The problem is how to get a fella to change his mind about something when he doesn't want to change.
It'd need to be something big.
Probably.
Hey, guys, come quick! CJ got stung by about a kabillion bees!
Bees can't hurt a bear.
Well, they can if he's allergic. Come on!
CJ, you've got company.
Hey, guys.
Hi, CJ.
How you doing?
Okay.
You look okay.
Yeah, well, I feel pretty bad.
What happened?
I was all mad and I needed to get 50 jars of honey, and it wasn't coming out. I started to tear the beehive apart.
But it's okay, because he knows all about bees.
I'm ignoring right now. Not surprisingly, the bees got a little irritated. I kind of dived into the stump and started scooping up honey when they attacked.
They didn't sting your face. You look fine.
No, they didn't sting my face.
Oh, I see. Maybe we should go now, girls.
Where did they sting you?
I know. Let's go out and let CJ get some rest.
Your mom said that you were all swollen.
All right, they attacked me from behind.
Oh, they stung you?
Through the pants, okay? Now you know. Who'd have thought a grizzly cub could be allergic to bees? It's humiliating.
It would be inappropriate now to laugh, huh?
Very.
I gotta step outside.
I guess he knows a lot more about bees now than he did before.
Outside, girls, now. Get some rest, pal. I'll see you in the morning.
Well, CJ went to sleep with the firm hope that things would get better in the morning. He was about to be sorely disappointed.
I can't go out there.
You can. Just walk slowly and sit down gently. Now go on. Have a good day.
Yeah, like that's gonna happen.
My kiss?
Hey, there he is!
Oh, great.
Hey, CJ, how you feeling?
Been better. Look, let's make a rule. No jokes about bees or pants or...
Or bees in pants?
None.
All right. Well, what are we gonna talk about?
A little sympathy here.
Sorry.
Can we slow down here a little? I need to find that deer family. Have you seen them?
Seen them hanging around the train depot.
Gonna come with me?
Okay.
Sure.
But if we can just get to Frontera, I can get the money. That's the problem.
I just can't give tickets away. I'd get fired.
I got sick. We lost our ticket. My husband needs to be at his new job on Monday or he might lose it. Can't you take a chance on us? We need a miracle.
Well, you know, no one wants to help you more than me, but...
Excuse me.
Yes?
Hi, I'm CJ.
CJ, we're a little busy right now.
I want to help you. I'm sorry I was so rude yesterday. I was being kind of
greedy and selfish.
I'd like to do this by myself, thank you.
Sorry.
I was being greedy and selfish. If you would let me, I'd like to buy your tickets to Frontera.
That would be almost $30. You have that kind of money?
Yep, I do.
I'll pay you back.
I wish you wouldn't. I talked about this a lot last night with my dad. I want to do this.
Thank you, son.
School bell!
Here, just have it all. About $35.
You've done a wonderful thing.
The first in about a week. Have a good trip.
Oh, sweet cub.
Yes, he is. Why do you think he walks like that?
Slow down, you guys!
Store up your treasures in heaven, where moth and rust won't destroy. Where thieves can't break in and steal them, they're yours forever to enjoy. There's a mansion for you on Pearly Avenue, just imagine how much that's worth. And so store up your treasures in heaven by giving them away on earth. Whoa, some people say, give till it hurts, but I don't think you should. You gotta give, 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 and then give some more until it feels really good. While you're yucking it up, collecting a buck, don't forget all that Jesus said. Keep your eye on the Lord because he's our reward, and in heaven no one's in the red. Oh no. So store up your treasures in heaven, where moth and rust won't destroy. Where thieves can't break in and steal them, they're yours forever to enjoy. There's a mansion for you on Pearly Avenue, just imagine how much that's worth. And so store up your treasures in heaven by giving them away on earth. Oh, don't be greedy.
Don't be greedy.
When someone else is needy,
they're greedy.
God's gifts are better.
So much better.
Than all the money in the world put together. So when someone you know or someone you don't needs a quarter, a dollar or two, hey, give it with joy, because boy, oh boy, has God got something better for you. Eternal gifts untold, more precious than gold. Can't you hear the angels sing? And when God says, well done, my faithful one, well, that's the big cha-ching. Hey! So store up your treasures in heaven, where moth and rust won't destroy. Where thieves can't break in and steal them, they're yours forever to enjoy. Now there's a mansion for you on Pearly Avenue, just imagine how much that's worth. So store up your treasures in heaven by giving them away on earth. Come on, everybody! Oh, store up your treasures in heaven, where moth and rust won't destroy. It's where thieves can't break in and steal them. Hey, they're yours forever to enjoy. Now there's a mansion for you on Pearly Avenue, just imagine how much that's worth. And so store up your treasures in heaven. Oh yeah, store up your treasures in heaven. That's what Jesus said. Store up your treasures in heaven, oh, by giving them away on earth. Yeah.
The Honey Buzz Principle was written by Jeff White and directed by David Carl. Our script supervisor was Phil Lawler. The song, Treasures in Heaven, was written by Sandy Howell and Matt McGuire. Music was by Tim Hosman, and our sound designer was Jerry Swafford.
All right, Ned Cleaver of Wildwood reads legal. Take one. Ned, go.
Okay. Here goes. Copyright 2004, Insight for Living. No part of this program may be reproduced in any form or by any means, electronic or mechanical, without the written permission of Insight for Living. So don't even think about it.
That's a wrap.